This is Just Women every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
And now I'd like to welcome to the studio Judy Pollard from Fairlands Practice Participation Group. Hello there, Judy. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Pleasure.
And so perhaps you'd like to give us a bit about your background then before you started to organise these events.
Yes, well, I'm diabetic myself. I was actually diagnosed myself probably about 25 years ago. I didn't really have any symptoms for any length of time before that, but just one particular day when I'd been on a long course of steroids because I'd had the flu and then bronchitis, I felt very, very thirsty. And it suddenly hit me that I probably was diabetic because my mother had become diabetic at the same age. So I went to the doctors and, yes, I was diagnosed as type 2.
So can you perhaps explain to our listeners what the difference is between type 1 and type 2?
Type 1 is more an immune disease, and you tend to get that when you're younger, not necessarily, but it's more prevalent, and it has to be treated in a different way to type 2. Type 2, various thoughts on it, but one of the main thoughts is that if you're carrying extra weight around your middle, that tends to bring on type 2 diabetes. So lifestyle issues and diet are very important in controlling it, which you probably can't use when to control type 1. You have to go onto insulin with type 1. Type 2, you normally start with probably diet controlled, then tablets, and then, like me, I've had to go onto insulin.
Right, and how often do you have to inject with the insulin?
Twice a day, morning and evening.
Right, and how long have you been having to do that?
For about the last 10 years, I think.
Okay, and for our listeners today, if they think they've got diabetes, what are the usual symptoms?
Well, I mean, some of the symptoms are extreme thirst, particularly, say, in the night, frequent urination, and some people lose weight. And I didn't really have any of those except that one particular day when I was very thirsty. And I hadn't been drinking in the night. So you can, and I suspect I had had it for some time. I'm pretty sure that I had gestational diabetes, which, again, can happen. And my twin sister, I think, is saying we both had big babies, and that's quite an indication of it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. So anyway, you've got this event that's happening on Saturday the 22nd of June at 1:45.
That's right.
Diabetes, does it affect you? Could you perhaps tell us a bit about that?
Yes, we PPG, the Patients Participation Group, is running it on behalf of Fairlands Practice. And for the last 3 years, we have run an event. The first one we did was on dementia, the next one was on cancer. So this time we thought we would do something on diabetes. I mean, diabetes is becoming quite a problem, and the Diabetes UK issue statistics on this. For instance, they say one person in England, Wales, is diagnosed with type 2 every 3 minutes. And 1 in 10 people over 40 in the UK are now type 2. So it's really something of quite a concern.
And is, for the event, have you got guest speakers? What's the format
of the afternoon? We're very proud of the lineup that we've got. We've got some, what we think, are top-level speakers. We have a consultant physician in diabetes and endocrinology from the Royal Surrey County Hospital. We also have we also have somebody talking about diet and lifestyle from Royal Surrey County Hospital, and we have Professor Grob, who is a visiting professor at the University of Surrey, and he has come up with something which they call the BEAT program, which is designed to try and help you beat diabetes.
And can it be reversed if you've got a type 2 scenario?
Really. I mean,
or is it once you're diagnosed, then you're always...
You hear talk about reverse. You can put it into remission if you're lucky. I mean, in my case, I've had it too long, and that's unlikely. And the current way of thinking is to cut down on carbohydrates. And there are a lot of people who have actually put it into remission. Mm-hmm. I have managed to get my glucose levels down by doing that. And lose a bit of weight by doing that. So, but meaning people think it's odd that I'm diabetic because I'm very skinny, my arms and legs, but I carry the weight around the middle, which is really due to being on steroids.
I see. And does your twin also have diabetes,
She was diagnosed about 2 or 3 years after me, but she has managed to stay on tablets. whereas I had to go onto insulin, so I'm really quite envious of that.
So do you think part it is partly hereditary and potentially your body shape, and then you may be more susceptible to...
Yeah, I mean, they do say that, you know, there is that hereditary element, and my mother was diabetic, but I still think that it was steroid-induced. There doesn't appear to be any other history back in the family that we know of.
Okay, interesting. And so going back to your event on the 22nd, it's taking place in Guildford, is that correct?
Well, it's in Normandy, which is just on the outskirts of Guildford.
Okay.
And it's St Mark's Hall, and it's Guildford Road, Normandy.
And if somebody wanted to go along to the event, is there a fee that needs to be paid?
No, it's absolutely free. We're saying to people, come along for as long as you like. You can come in partway through, you can come in the beginning, stay the whole time. Totally optional.
And how long, what's the duration of the event? So it starts at 1:45.
It starts at 1:45 and is designed to finish at 5:15.
And will there be anybody there able to test you for diabetes?
We're not offering that, no. We do have a GP from Fairness Practice who will talk about diabetes from a GP perspective, but there will be no actual testing.
Right, okay. And how do you manage with your lifestyle? What advice, if somebody were just finding out that they are type 2, what advice could you give them based on your experience?
Take it seriously. I mean, I think very often people, when they're first diagnosed, maybe because they're too overwhelmed, they go into sort of denial. Or other people, like a friend of mine who's been diagnosed, is really desperate to find out all he can about it. And then it can become a bit of a minefield because there's so many things involved. There's carbohydrates, there's glycemic index, and so many things that you really, once you go into it, and once you get used to it, it's not such a problem. But I think it's quite daunting for people at first. And that's what one of the things we want to get over to people coming along to this. I mean, the GPs are picking up pre-diabetes results from blood tests now, which is good, and there are courses being offered to help people not actually get into the full diabetes setup.
Right. And in terms of, where could somebody find a resource to learn a little bit more about diabetes if they were concerned? Is there online reading that is available?
Oh, yes. I mean, there are loads and loads of books. I mean, the first thing obviously would be to go to the GP, who will then refer you if necessary and give you advice and put you in touch with a diabetic nurse. And Diabetes UK obviously do a lot of work on this. I'm a member of the local Diabetes UK group, which has meetings every 2 or 3 months. But there was, in a way, I think if you started reading a lot, you would get a bit too confused by it.
Yeah, because it's all quite scientific, isn't it?
You maybe need a bit more guidance. I'm learning things all the time.
Wow.
And I read that 1 in 10 people over 40 in the UK are living with type 2 diabetes. So it seems to be a problem that's not only confined to over 40-year-olds, then it's a young person's problem as well.
Oh, yes. I think because of the obesity thing, that younger people are being diagnosed, whereas I said before, it's more likely that younger people are type 1, but they are finding more now that young people are type 2.
And what are the chief causes then?
It is obesity. Weight, yes. Unhealthy eating, lack of exercise.
Yes, yes. And what can be done to try and stop it? Do you think the government should be doing more about healthy eating?
I think they are more, but that is the main thing, I think, that to get over to younger people how important it is not to carry too much weight and to get more exercise.
Yes, and it sounds as though the event you're planning is quite a long event. So you must have several speakers then.
Yes.
So you've got life and health and lifestyle, I think.
And, we have, yes, that's one of them.
Yeah, so how many other speakers are there? Because it seems quite a long event.
Yes, well, as I mentioned, there's one from the, well, two people from Royal Surrey County Hospital, one of who is a diabetic nurse, and then we've got the... this Professor Grob, who's doing the BEAT programme. So all in all, we've got 4 or 5 speakers.
Oh, I see. And of course, Diabetes UK, I think you have someone from there.
We have.
Yes.
Yep.
And of course, that's a great resource, isn't it? Because it's the leading charity.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, he will talk about living with diabetes and that sort of thing.
Okay, then. Well, thanks so much for coming on our programme, Judy.
Pleasure.
So just to recap then, the event is going to be taking place on Saturday the 22nd of June at 1:45 in Guildford. Is there a website that people can get more information from?
Yes, there is a Fairlands website, which is fairlands.ppg@nhs.net. Or there is a phone number from one of the people on our committee, our chairman, which is 01483 472 034.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.